Well, to Leinster House next, where the government has approved a series of measures to increase the safety of vulnerable adults both in care settings and at home. A national policy framework for adult safeguarding will give specific powers to protection teams to investigate and prevent abuse of vulnerable adults. And separately to this, all home care providers will now have to be registered and inspected. For more on this, I'm joined now by Minister of State for Older People and Housing, Ciarán O'Donnell. So let's start with the protections for vulnerable adults. There'll be a national authority for safeguarding. What exactly is that? How will it work?
This is the, well, Cabinet today approved two things. One, the first national adult safeguarding policy for the health and social care sector. And furthermore, that this now will be underpinned by legislation which we'll proceed to produce as well. It's in the programme for government, so it's a commitment in the programme for government. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, it will be the leading on it will be the HSE. It will be delivered through the HSE. They already have a framework there in terms of a National Safety and Guard Office. They've appointed a Chief Social Worker. We will strengthen that and make it that all reporting in respect of safeguarding will be independent of any operational activity.
So that's the national authority for safeguarding, is it?
In terms of the health and social care sector, and I suppose we had to make, for me the priority was we needed to get a national policy out. There's an immediacy here, a priority here. And what I wanted really was there was public consultation carried out. And the public generally were okay with and in favour of the HSE continuing, but they wanted to see the strengthening of terms of their powers, and more particularly where they operate. We are doing that in the legislation. And if I could say also, HICWA will be independently overseeing and inspecting the safeguarding. We also will have mandatory reporting in certain circumstances. Furthermore, there will be powers to enter premises and seek court protection orders. And I suppose, in addition to that, the National Independent Review Panel will now be put on a statutory footing. That's a hugely important. So this policy framework is really about ensuring that we increase the protections for adults in
health
and social care.
There will be protection teams.
Correct.
And how will they work?
They will work that at the moment the HSE have about 120 people around the regions, in all the regions. There will be an appointment of the two real, I suppose, reports that we would reference as well is the Law Reform Commission produced a great body of work on it, and furthermore Jackie McElroy did a body of work around adult safeguarding as well.
But I suppose just looking at it, how will it work, those protection teams?
Practically, it will work is that the protection teams are currently in the regions. There will be, under the McElroy report, a recommendation was made to appoint regional directors of safeguarding. They are now going to be appointed. They will oversee within the regions, and the safeguarding will report to them on safeguarding. And furthermore, the regional director will report directly on safeguarding to Chief Social
are
Worker and safeguarding.
Are you talking much more resources here?
Well, we've asked the HSE, and more particularly Chief Social Worker, who will be independent of their role in terms of administering and operating this, to come back with an implementation plan within 6 months of the policy being published, which is today, laying out exactly how they'll implement it. And that's something that we want to see in place as quickly as possible.
So this is the policy, it's the framework, it's relation to safeguarding. Is it fair to say that there's no real safeguarding powers until the bill becomes law then?
There are existing safeguarding powers, we'll say, through the HICWA and the Mental Health Commission have put out, but in terms of a coordinated way, and remember, this will apply to both public, voluntary and private settings throughout the entire health and social care sector. So it's hugely significant.
If there are vulnerable adults there, are they any safer today now than they were 6 months ago?
The policy as we're laying it out, there's two elements here. Firstly, we must underpin it by legislation. That's a priority at the moment. However, I want to see, and we're working with the HSE, that a lot of what will be in the legislation will have implemented in a practical sense in parallel with the legislation coming in. This is all about.
And what's the timeline on the legislation?
Timeline of the legislation is that we've got approval from government now, cabinet, to bring forward a general scheme. I'll be looking to bring that forward in 2026.
Well, have you a deadline in 2026?
I don't have a precise deadline, bar a bit like the with the national policy, the national policy itself. It's an absolute priority for me. This was in the programme for government, as it is. I've brought it in within the first year. So it's, for me, this is, I cannot overstate how important this particular policy is. Legislation is will now be fast-tracked.
So 2026.
2026, we'll be looking for legislation. But for me, the implementation plan coming back from the HSE within 6 months of today is a key focus in terms of rolling out particular measures on a practical level.
Of course, the clock is ticking now on this, but the second set of measures relates to home support services. What are they?
So as it stands at the moment, home support providers are not regulated. So once again, within the programme for government, we're talking about designing a statutory home care scheme to keep people at home for as long as they wish to stay. A key element to that, and the first element to that, is that we regulate the home care provider section. We are a sector. We are now regulating that for public, private and voluntary sector. Once again, HICWA will be the regulating independent authority. They will be there to inspect. It means all home care...
This is carers going into people's homes.
No, this is the home. This is the home care providers. These are the people that provide the home care. So it would be the HSE, it would be private providers, that they would be regulated. It only applies where you have four or above a number of people working for a particular provider. We want to ensure in terms of the smaller situation where you might have a carer that that has to be proportionate. But what it will ensure is that it will ensure consistent standards, lifting of standards, and people will have absolute confidence in the provision of home care, the length and breadth of Ireland. And it's something that's hugely important to people. But it is a key element, and it's the first element in the design of a statutory home care scheme. I will now proceed. That legislation will be published. We got agreement from Cabinet to have it published. We're bringing that through both houses of the Oireachtas to get that up and running. There will be a lead-in period. In addition, in parallel with that, I'll be looking at various models that we can look at in terms of the rollout of statutory home care scheme where people can stay in their homes.
But HICWA will now be responsible for overseeing the inspection of home
care.
Have you talked about resources?
Once again, whatever resources that are required, government will provide, both in terms of the home care providers legislation and also in terms more particularly the adult safeguarding legislation and policy framework for adult safeguarding in, as I said, in the health and social care sector.
Minister of State for Older People and Housing, Kieran O'Donnell, thanks for coming in to us this afternoon.